The US administration is stepping up criticism of the Syrian government over the removal of its chemical weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry says all options are still on the table and that Syria could face consequences for failing to remove its stockpile.
All the options that originally existed, no option has been taken off the table. We made that clear at the time of the passage of the UN resolution, and I restate that now today. And therefore, we call on Bashar al-Assad to live up to his obligations, or we will join together with our friends and talk about which, if any, of the options we deem necessary at this point to proceed forward.
The deadlines that have been laid out.
In the past 2 days, the U.S. administration has repeatedly accused Damascus of deliberately stalling the international disarmament deal to remove its chemical weapons. Russia has rejected Washington's charges that the Syrian government is dragging its feet in the effort to eliminate its chemical weapons stockpile. Moscow says a June 30th deadline to destroy Syria's arsenal of toxic agents remains viable despite delays. Kremlin says the delays are due to security problems on the road to the port of Latakia and insufficient technical support from the outside world. For more on this, let's go to Madison and talk to Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert. Welcome, sir, to the program. Mr. Barrett, first of all, just tell me, how genuine is the United States in wanting to resolve the crisis in Syria by saying that all options are still on the table?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that John Kerry seems to think that the best way to do diplomacy is to run around the world threatening people, threatening to bomb them, threatening to murder the people that he's talking to. He's done this with Iran repeatedly, even after negotiations have seemingly been successful. And he's doing the same thing with Syria. And what's really outrageous about this situation is that the whole chemical weapons crisis in Syria came about due to an attack in Al-Ghouta last August. That attack was reported all over the world in the mainstream media, in the West at least, as having been the responsibility of the Syrian government. But today, it has been confirmed that that chemical weapons attack at Al-Ghouta in August was not launched by the Syrian government. Not only has Seymour Hersh dug up all sorts of inside testimony from people in U.S. intelligence who know that that attack was done by Bandar bin Sultan, Saudi intelligence, and the Syrian rebels, but we also now have a new study by U.S. experts, Richard Lloyd and Theodore Postol. This was reported in the mainstream media, but on the back pages of the newspapers, and this study has shown that the range of the rockets that delivered the sarin gas in Al-Ghouta was too short for the device to have been fired by the Syrian government positions where the Obama administration said they came from. So it's now absolutely 100% certain that that attack in August was not done by the Syrian government. And yet we still have John Kerry issuing threats, saying he's going to bomb Syria, presumably bomb chemical weapons and spread chemical weapons all over the place because they're getting a little bit behind their deadline for disposing of the chemical weapons. I think I would like to see the United States of America and some other countries around the world, including Israel, India, and others, destroy their weapons of mass destruction. They're the countries that hold the most weapons of mass destruction and the most dangerous ones. They're the countries with a record of using them. The U.S. has dropped nuclear weapons on civilian cities. No other country has. The hypocrisy of these rhetorical attacks on Syria and, of course, the real attacks that are sponsored by the U.S. and its allies is simply breathtaking.
Of course, we know that the Geneva II talks were stalled and no productive result was came out of those talks. So when are we going to see the crisis end and how it will be solved, do you think?
Well, I don't think the U.S. is really in a hurry to end the crisis. U.S. Middle East policy is largely under control of the Zionist lobby. And the Israelis basically want to destabilize their neighbors. They don't want a strong government in Syria that could apply pressure to force Israel to return the stolen Golan Heights. They don't want a strong government in Syria that could help Hezbollah and Hamas and the rest of the Palestinian resistance. The Israelis are very happy to divide their neighbors against themselves, to destabilize the region, and essentially to destroy their whole neighborhood because it prevents justice from ever happening in Palestine. And the Americans have become the unwitting tool of the Israelis.
Indeed. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert from Madison. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you.